Scores of Palestinian detainees have been on hunger strike in Israeli prisons since April 24th to protest against their indefinite detention without trial or charge under Israel's controversial administrative detention policy. Around 180 detainees are currently on hunger strike in several prisons, and many of them are suffering from health problems. Press TV asked about the condition of the hunger strikers from the head of International Committee of the Red Cross subdelegation in Gaza, Christian Cardo.
Visits to detainees is definitely an ICRC priority worldwide. Particularly in this context, we visit regularly people detained in Israeli jail. Nowadays, clearly, the ICRC is facing a massive hunger strike and lots of people arrested under administrative detention. This is definitely a concern, and we had to adapt our action in places of detention.
The ICRC says it has prioritized the detainees' health. They have also increased the number of visits to the hunger strikers and increased the number of doctors visiting them to follow their health condition and make sure their strike is a voluntary choice. After each visit, the ICRC updates the families of the detainees. Solidarity movements have been organizing periodic and daily demonstrations all over the blockaded enclave, including in front of the ICRC office in Gaza, to show solidarity with the detainees' hunger strike. Human rights groups have also condemned the administrative detention, which allows Israel to incarcerate Palestinians for up to 6 months. The detention order, however, can be renewed for indefinite periods of time. Palestinians call on the new National Unity Government to take serious actions towards ending the detainees' sufferings in the Israeli jails and demand the international humanitarian organizations to put Tel Aviv under pressure to meet the demands of hunger-striking prisoners. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.